Editor's note. Get the latest update here. Crews are making good progress on the Shovelnose Creek fire, which is holding at 38 hectares in size, according to the Coastal Fire Center. As of Thursday afternoon, the wildfire is still considered out of control. There continue to be 20 firefighters assigned to battle the blaze, which began on Saturday, May 13. Crews are working any areas they can access in this steep terrain, said Marg Drysdale, fire information officer, with the Coastal Fire Center, on Thursday morning. The fire, located at about the 20-kilometer mark along the Squamish Valley Forest Service Road, is suspected to be human-caused. No homes, structures or infrastructure are at risk in the area. We ask that the public stay out of the area so that crews and equipment can move freely in the area, Drysdale said. The Squixwu 7 Mesh Uxwumix, Squamish Nation, has also strongly advised folks to avoid the wildfire region, which is within its traditional territory, for the safety of everyone involved and to prevent other wildfires from starting. Smoke alert. Wildfire smoke can be seen and smelled throughout Squamish, impacting air quality in the region. A smoky skies bulletin has been issued, which means that the sea to sky is under a haze and will likely continue to be impacted by wildfire smoke for the next 24 to 48 hours. People with pre-existing health conditions, respiratory infections such as COVID-19, older adults, pregnant women and infants, children, and sensitive individuals are more likely to experience health effects from smoke exposure, reads the provincial government alert. A shift in weather pattern is expected to gradually improve smoke conditions on Friday. Fire bans. As of noon May 18, there is an open fire ban within the coastal fire area and the district of Squamish.